Well, good evening and welcome to our Christmas program tonight. We are so looking forward to this. It's a highlight every year to see our children tell us about Christ and why he came into the world and using singing and other things to do that. So it's all about Christ and exalting Christ, but a wonderful side benefit of all this is there are memories being created tonight. We're going to see things happen that we will remember for many years to come. And we love that too. So thank you for coming. If you're visiting with us, we're so glad you're here and hope you'll be encouraged. And we love the Lord Jesus and look forward to worshiping him in this way as our children are leading us in this worship. So So what's going to happen, we're going to sing a song here in a moment. You're going to be invited to sing. Then the children will be ministering their program to us. We're going to sing a couple of songs after that. And then I'll have a few things to say at the end. And then we'll enjoy some fellowship after that. So let's begin with prayer and then we'll continue. Our Father in heaven, we just stop right now and think about your word that says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son." And we are here because you gave your Son. We're here because your great Son came into this world. And we're going to hear the story tonight. We're going to think about that. We pray that he will receive glory and our hearts will be turned to him. And we'll be encouraged and challenged. And that you'll receive all the glory for it. Thank you for all of our children. Help them to remember their lines and to be at ease as they stand before us. Just use this time to encourage them and their development. And thank you for all the work that has gone into preparing for this night. We commit it to you in Christ's name. Amen.
Well, I remember one of my first memories at church Christmas pageant. Back in Chicago, Market Manor Baptist Church in the city, I had to wear one of those onesies pajama things with feet in it, and they made some a top and lamb's ears, and I was a lamb. And I think I said something like, "L is for lamb, Jesus is the Lamb of God." I think that was my big part when I remember that. But we're going to start, I may have a stand, and we're going to sing a song that "Tell Me the Story of Jesus." We oftentimes don't think it's part of the Christmas selection, but it's right there in the middle of the hymn book in the section on Christmas that tells the story of the birth of Christ and his resurrection and all that. So let's just sing this. If you need the hymnal, it's 172 in your hymn book.
Amen. A long time ago, in the town of Bethlehem, a Savior was born, which was Christ the Lord.
Wait a minute. What are you doing?
What do you mean, what am I doing? We're doing the Christmas play. You know that. What's wrong? What's the matter with you? Look around you. Everyone's here. Our parents are here. Hi, Mom.
Well, see, I've been thinking about it, and I don't know if I believe it all or not.
What? Don't believe it? Are you crazy? What don't you believe?
I don't know if I believe in the Christmas story. Well, when I was younger, I believed in Santa Claus. You know what happened then.
Oh, man. This is worse than I thought.
Here, take some deep breaths. It's supposed to help.
Wait, I have an epitome.
You mean an epiphany?
Whatever. We'll tell you the story of Christmas, and you can decide if you believe it or not. But whether you believe it or not, it's still true. And the really good thing is that, since it's true, no one can ever take it away from you.
All right, if you think it will help, thanks.
Let's do it! A while back, there was a young woman named Mary.
Hi, Mary. I don't know. Is she supposed to be talking to me?
Mary lived in a town called Nazareth. The town is still there. You can go see it if you want.
I'll add that to my bucket list.
Mary was promised to be married to a man named Joseph.
Lucky guy.
Quiet. One day, Mary was visited by an angel of God.
Now see, right there, an angel on earth talking to some girl named Mary? I mean, there's no archaeological proof of that.
Did you have breakfast this morning?
Yes, cereal.
Do you have archaeological proof of that?
No.
My point exactly. So this angel says to Mary...
Doesn't that sound like a strange greeting to you?
I imagine that's what Mary thinks. She looks really scared.
Ooh, I know this one. Shh.
The angel's going to tell her.
That's not what they taught us.
Shh. The angel's still speaking.
It's amazing what they can do at those infertility clinics.
Dude. This all took place over 2,000 years ago.
Sorry, my bad. Who's this Elizabeth anyway? Did you skip a page?
Wait, Mary has one more line.
I am the Lord's servant, committed to you.
And the angel left her. And then Mary got ready and hurried to a town in the hill country of Judah to visit see her relative Elizabeth.
Hey, where's she going? Who's this Elizabeth chick anyways?
Elizabeth was Mary's older cousin, who lived in another town. She had been married to a good man named Zachariah for many, 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 many years.
Strange. She doesn't look that old.
This is an actress. Months earlier, the angel had visited Elizabeth's husband, Zachariah.
Dude, I knew you skipped a page!
The angel had visited Elizabeth's husband, Zachariah, when he had come to offer a sacrifice to the temple.
What's the temple?
Like a church, but before Jesus.
Oh.
The angel said...
Hey, it's that same angel.
Yes, it is. See, it was the same angel. We like to try it and keep it as close to reality as possible here.
Oh, yeah. I see your angel looks a lot like the real thing.
The angel said to Zachariah...
Your angel seems to say that a lot.
Actually, angels are quite imposing figures. You can look it up in various pages of the Bible where angelic appearances are recorded. Almost all of them reflect on how frightened the persons were seeing them.
Dude, are you all right?
Anyway, they ended up having to say it almost every time.
Say what?
Don't be afraid.
Wow, did you hear what he just said? He called his wife old. Dude, he's in trouble.
Oh, he did something worse than that. He questioned an angel. Watch this.
I am Gabriel. I stand in the here at the proper time.
Hey, what happened to his voice?
Gone.
Laryngitis?
Power of God.
Wow.
You said it.
Well, it's sure that Zechariah didn't say it.
Sure enough, just like the angel had said, Zechariah and Elizabeth were soon expecting their first baby, despite their old age. But Zechariah still couldn't speak. It wasn't very long at all before Mary came to visit her cousin, Elizabeth.
Elizabeth. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the child you will bear. As soon as I heard your greeting, the baby in my womb leaped for joy. Blessed is she who has believed what the Lord has told her will be accomplished.
My soul glorifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God our Savior, for he has been mindful of the humble state of his servant. From now on, all generations will call me blessed, for the Mighty One has done great things for me. Holy is his name.
Mary's visit with Elizabeth and Zechariah lasted about 3 months, and then Mary went back home to Nazareth.
Bye, Mary.
Bye. So, do you believe that?
I don't know.
When Elizabeth's time came, she was delivered of a baby boy, just as the angel had told Zechariah. When it was time to name the baby, their friends and neighbors asked them,
"What is the baby's name?"
"His name is to be John,
but you don't have any relatives named John."
"You have to name him after someone in your family."
"Zechariah, what do you think of all of us? What will the baby's name be?"
His name is to be John.
John.
John!
Suddenly, Zachariah could speak again.
Praise be to the Lord God of Israel, who has come and who has redeemed his people. And you, my child, will be called a prophet of the Most High. You will go before the Lord and prepare a way for him. You will give his people the knowledge and salvation for the forgiveness of their sins, because of the tender mercy of our God.
Wow. All that time in silence must have given him time to think of what he would say.
And John grew up and became a great man of God, just as the angel had said. And later, he would be known as John the Baptist.
He was a Baptist?
Yes, just like us. But let's not get into that right now. And so, that's the end of part one. Do you believe yet?
I don't know.
Well, let's listen to some music, and then we'll have part two.
Will Mary be back?
Oh, I'm sure she will. She has a pretty big part to fill.
All right, then.
Did you know that your baby boy would one day walk on water? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new? This child that you delivered will soon deliver you.
Mary, did you know that your baby boy will give sight to a blind man? Mary, did you know that your baby boy will calm a storm with his hand? Did you know that your baby boy has walked where angels trod? Your little baby, you kiss the face of God. The blind will see, the deaf will hear, the dead will live again. The lame will leap, the dumb will speak, the praises of the Lamb. Your baby boy is Lord of all creation. Mary, did you know that your baby boy will one day rule the nations? Did you know that your baby boy is heaven's perfect lamb? And the sleeping child you're holding is the great I am.
Meanwhile, back in Nazareth, we find Joseph, the man pledged to marry Mary, asleep in his bed. Joseph has had a hard day because as soon as Mary got back from visiting with Elizabeth, it would be obvious to everyone that she was going to have a baby.
Uh-oh.
Yep. Now, Joseph was a very good man, and he wanted to be kind and generous towards Mary. But since he knew the baby wasn't his, he wasn't sure what to do next. While he was still considering his options, an angel of the Lord came to him in a dream.
Oh no, not this guy again. Didn't you have anyone else who wanted to play an angel?
When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel had told him and took Mary home as his wife. But he had no union with her until she gave birth to a son, and he gave him the name Jesus.
Hi, Mary.
Do you
read? I don't know.
Here, you read a while.
Why?
Because my mouth is tired. I've been reading all night.
Well, that's for sure. Where'd you leave off? Oh, here it is. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that everyone in the Roman world would be counted. Why on earth would someone issue something like that?
Tax base.
Oh, I get it now. So Joseph went up from the town of Nazareth into Galilee, to Judah, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and the line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who is pledged to be married to him and is expecting a child. Hey, is this almost over? Because I'm getting kind of hungry. Are there going to be cookies?
Yes, there are going to be cookies. Of course, there are going to be cookies. There are always cookies. Now keep reading.
While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. Hi, Mary. I don't know, but that's a very pretty baby you have there.
And that's the end of part two.
Time for cookies?
No, time for songs.
Oh, come. Near the little town of Bethlehem, there were some shepherds living out in the fields, watching their flocks of sheep at night.
And all of a sudden, an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and they were really scared. Don't tell me. Not. Oh, no. Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another,
"Let us go see this thing that has happened that the Lord has told us about."
So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger.
The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. Well, that's that. What a nice Christmas story.
Hey, hold it. What happens next?
Oh, you don't want to know.
Yes, I do. What happened to Mary? What happened to the baby? How am I supposed to know what happened to the Christmas story? How am I supposed to believe the Christmas story if I don't know what happened?
Are you sure you want to know?
Yes.
Be careful. Wanting to know is the first step to believing.
All right. I want to know. Tell me.
Well, okay.
We'll read it together. You start.
Not too far away lived King Herod. He was king of the whole area where Mary and Joseph were living. Hey, why don't I like him?
Because you have good taste.
Who are those guys?
They are some wise men who lived in the countries nearby. They have come to find baby Jesus.
Where is the one who has been born king of the Jews? We saw a star and we've come to worship him.
King Herod knew about the ancient prophecies that there would be a Messiah born to the Jews. He knew that this was the king they were talking about. He secretly didn't want any king but himself. He called all the Jewish leaders together and asked them, where is this Messiah to be born?
He will be born in Bethlehem.
King of the Jews, you say? Tell me more. Exactly. When did you see the star appear?
So the wise men had told King Herod exactly when they had seen the star appear.
Go and find him, and when you find him, come back and tell me, so that I may worship him as well.
Wait a minute. I don't like this. Herod means to hurt them.
It'll be okay.
No, it won't. We gotta do something. We gotta warn her.
There's nothing to do. Do you want to go on and hear the rest of the story or not?
I don't know. Yes.
Okay then, let's read. The wise men went on their way, and the star they had seen in the east went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed.
On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother, Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route.
Another route? You mean they didn't go back to Herod? Mary is safe? Yes!
Well, not quite.
What? Well, hurry up! Keep reading! Here, let me do it. When they had gone, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream. Oh, no. You're kidding me. Not again.
So Joseph got up, took the child and his mother during the night, and left for Egypt, where they stayed until the death of Herod.
Yes, they made it. She's safe. The baby's safe. Even Joseph is safe. That's the greatest story ever. So is that the end?
Well, almost. Later, Joseph was visited by an angel in a dream and told that Herod had died. So he, Mary, and the young child Jesus moved back from Egypt to their hometown of Nazareth. And there is a very happy ending. Jesus grew up, lived a sinless life, taught about God who was his father, and later paid the price for the sins of the world. And now all those who believe in him will have eternal life. So now the question is the same one that Mary has been asking you all night.
Do you believe yet? Do I believe yet? Yes, you know, I think I do. I really do.
You see,
that was awesome. Time for punching cookies.
But right after the last couple of songs.
I do believe, you know, but can I ask you a few questions?
Absolutely.
All right, let's give them another hand. Good job, guys. We're going to sing a song tonight that we introduced to our church last week called The Goodness of Jesus. And many of you may not know the song, but at Christmas time, there's often people, while this is to be the joyous time of the year, for some it's not a very joyful time. Been introduced to a fellow that works at Kroger that is not doing well right now, and he's just wondering what his Christmas is going to be like, right? But the song talks about the goodness of Jesus and the fact that it calls us to come to him and find rest in his wondrous peace and be satisfied knowing that Christ is most complete. Brad's going to come, Pastor Brad's going to come and speak in a few moments. But will you stand this with me and we'll sing? If you don't know this, it's okay. Just listen to the lyric and I think you'll be able to catch on here. Come ye weary heart now to Jesus. Come you anxious soul now and see. There is perfect love and comfort in your tears. Rest here in his wondrous peace. Oh, the goodness. Oh, the goodness of Jesus. Satisfied, he is all that I need. May it become what may, that I rest all my days in the goodness of Jesus. Come find what this world cannot offer. Come and find your joy here complete. Taste the living water, never thirst again. Rest here in his wondrous peace. Oh, the goodness of Jesus. Satisfied, he is all that I need. May it become what may, that I rest all my days in the goodness of Jesus. Come and find your hope now in Jesus. He is all he said he will be. Grace is overflowing from the Savior's heart. Rest here in his wondrous peace. Oh, the goodness of Jesus. Satisfied is all that I need. May it become what may, that I rest all my days in the goodness of Jesus. Sing that again, oh, the goodness. Oh, the goodness of Jesus. Satisfied is all that I need. May it become what may, that I rest all my days in the goodness of Jesus. May it be, may it be. May it become what may, that I rest all my days in the goodness of Jesus. That's good. So the name that Jesus is given is Emmanuel, and the Gospels tell us that interpreted, that means God with us, right? We don't have to guess who God is. We know that we can see God in the person of Christ. Just sing this little chorus with me if you know it. We'll sing it through a few times.
Emmanuel. Emmanuel. His name is called Emmanuel.
Was a really wonderful program. What I loved about it was the conversational nature of the conversation between Delaney and Logan about this Jesus who's come into the world. And it's just been great. Thanks, young people, for all your work and those that prepared this. And just as we close, just 60 seconds here on this, it is why he came. It's he's a real person that came into this world, and he came to give us life. He came because, as it says in Matthew 1, we needed a Savior, and he's come to provide forgiveness for our sins. And this church exists because that message needs to go forth, and we want it to go forth in this community, into this world. If you've got questions about Christ and why he came and how it relates to your life, we'd love to be able to talk with you more. We have a fellowship time to provide opportunity for that here in just a few moments with some refreshments. So please stick around. We'd love to talk with you. Thank you so much, adults that worked on this. This did not just happen. They've been working on this for a long time. So let's express our appreciation to the adults for their work. Yeah. Thank you so much. Yeah. And I want to do one other thing. This is off script here, but we really miss Carson. Carson would be here, but he's in Children's Hospital. And I'm wondering if we could have the kids come up here and face the camera. So kids, come up here with me right now. And either live or later he'll be watching. I'm not sure if he's watching it live. But let's just all the kids come up here. And on three, we're going to say, get well soon, Carson. Okay, let me get out of your way here. Just look at that camera right there. And on three, we're going to say, get well soon, Carson. Are you ready? All right, one, two, three.
Get well soon, Carson.
All right, thank you so much. You can go find your parents, actually. Hang on. Oh, I have a picture here in just a second. Let me close this in prayer. Then picture and refreshments, and don't go away. We look forward to fellowshipping together. Let's pray. Father, thank you so much for the night. Thank you for the opportunity to tell the story of your Son who came into the world. Thank you so much that through him we can know you personally. We appreciate all these little ones. Would you bless their lives? May they grow up to be warriors for the gospel, even as they've told us the gospel tonight through this program. Thank you for all who've come. Bless our time as we fellowship now in Christ's name. Amen. So kids, just stay here.